This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's defending them, but China says it will retaliate against an increase in U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods. The U.S. hiked tariffs on $200 billion worth of them, went from 10% to 25% last night. The Trump administration hiking the tariffs after trade talks started breaking down several days ago.
We were getting very close to a deal, then they started to renegotiate the deal. We can't have that.
This morning, Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri says he agrees with Trump's move.
They cannot build their middle class and worse, their military, on the backs of American farmers and American manufacturers and American workers.
He was speaking to NBC News. North Korean state news says Kim Jong-un has ordered his military to be at full combat posture after the U.S. said it seized a large North Korean cargo ship for carrying an illegal shipment of coal. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
President Trump is criticizing James Comey after the former FBI director suggested during a CNN town hall last night that there seemed to have been enough evidence in the special counsel report to prosecute Trump for obstruction of justice. Trump tweets, Comey was a disgrace to the FBI, and that both Republicans and Democrats thought he should be fired. A 19-year-old gunman in last month's shooting at a Southern California synagogue facing scores of charges.
The charges were announced by Robert S. Brewer, Jr., the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of California.
A criminal complaint charges John Ernest with 109 counts.
Each count could carry the death penalty. I'm John Clemens.
Two suspects in this week's deadly shooting at a Colorado STEM school are to be formally charged today, 18-year-old Devin Erickson and an underage teen. They've been booked on dozens of charges after the shooting, which left one student dead and eight wounded. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Alabama Senate is delaying a vote on a bill to ban abortions after an uproar over exceptions for rape and incest. The State House passing the bill last week, but the Republican-controlled Senate abruptly removed a rape and incest exception from the bill without allowing a roll call vote. After some heated debate between minority Democrats and Republicans, the Senate President Pro Tem moved to delay the vote on the bill until next week. The bill's sponsor saying she wanted the bill to be challenged and forced up the court system until the Supreme Court had to revisit Roe v. Wade. Missouri House Republicans reversing a move to allow public funds to pay in-state tuition for illegal immigrants. Earlier this week, a House and Senate conference committee moved to strike budget language that forbids giving undocumented students money for college. Yesterday, the Missouri Republican-led House voted to affirm the restrictive language rather than take it out. The Senate will now debate whether the proposal will go back to the conference committee. And a judge in Palm Beach, Florida, is sealing secretly recorded videos of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft in a Florida prostitution case. More than 100 hours of recording will be kept under wraps, at least for now. The videos allegedly show women providing sexual services to dozens of clients, including the 77-year-old Kraft. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. How you doing? For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there as we come to you live every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We've got Bruce Kaufman. Yes, the one, the only award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. He is with us. We're going to talk about Mother's Day, talk about your government and, you know, his Thinking Out Loud and all the other operative subscription services that are part and parcel of Bruce's syndicated column, and also the way that you can subscribe to his services during the week. Three times, right, Bruce? Three times a week?
Yeah. Bill, on Monday. And where you subscribe is on my homepage of my website, which is historylessons.net. That's one word, plural.
Mm-hmm.
And on the right side, it says subscribe to Bruce's writings. You type in your first, last name, email address, and then you check the three boxes. On Monday, in an email, I send out my quote of the week. On Wednesday, I send out my nationally syndicated newspaper column on history, Bruce's history lessons. And then on Friday, I send out my Thinking Out Loud column, which it basically focuses on public policy issues, the kind of things that you and I discuss on your show. So check one, two, three, all of them, and whichever you like, and I will be sending to you, whichever you check, I'll send it to you once a week.
And I'll say to you, you'll want all three. I mean, they're really quick reads, typical of what Bruce does. I mean, he gets to the point. There's not a lot of, you know, not a lot of chatter. You know, they're right to the point and, you know, very encouraging and thought-provoking all at the same time. So I appreciate all your hard work, Bruce, and we're grateful for that.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Well, this Sunday, Mother's Day. And an interesting, well, yeah, there's a lot of things going through my head this Mother's Day. And maybe because of what's happening culturally. Bruce, I don't know. And it could be because maybe this is the second Mother's Day that we're celebrating without our mom, as you know. And so I don't know. I just this is kind of a mixed bag. And as one gal said to me, you know, I have I'm conflicted a bit, you know, to bring this into the conversation because Mother's Day is always so highly cherished and honored because of the women, the mothers in our lives. And motherhood right now is, I guess the whole idea, all our institutions are being challenged in such a way that it's causing us to do some additional thinking.
Well, in terms of motherhood, I would agree with you there, Bill. We know, some of the younger generation is not as is not as enamored with the institution of marriage and having children and being moms as our parents were, as we are, and that's really an unfortunate trend, in my opinion. But but there you have it. I will say this: the mother of Mother's Day, and I'm going to give a little history of Mother's Day here. Anna Jarvis is called the mother of Mother's Day, and she said about moms, your mother is the person who has done more for you than anyone in the world, and I'm not going to argue with that because it's absolutely true.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
this is why also, you know, this is the other part of me, too, that comes up about this. Again, not trying to be skeptical or anything like that, is that mothers are always under, I mean, you know, look at the difference, you know, you get Sunday brunch, Mother's Day, and you're about $50 a plate. You know, for dad, he gets a weenie, he gets a hot dog, you know, and it's okay. You know, mom gets jewelry, dad gets a pair of socks. So don't, you know, listen, I don't think women want equality. Because let me tell you, I could never just give a hot dog to my wife and say thank you for being the mother of my children.
Right. I would agree with that completely. In terms of mom getting a $50 lunch or dinner and dad getting a pair of socks, that's perfect. I mean, that's kind of an equal payback for what the relative sacrifices that moms and dads make in terms of their families and their lives and whatever. One of the problems, of course, today is that so many more women are working, so they're juggling a whole bunch of different things in their lives, including raising their children. So what a challenge that is, and how many women are able to meet that challenge is just a wonderful thing.
Without a doubt. And again, you know, just in looking at Mother's Day in the current landscape of our culture today, again, not to be skeptical. I mean, we want to honor mothers. We continue to hold on and cherish that ideal of Mother's Day, just as you were talking about, Bruce. You know, when we look at the history of Mother's Day, and I don't know why it's coming up, and you know, maybe just again because of the landscape of today's culture.
Yeah, that's partly it. But I will say this: I mean, Anna Jarvis herself, she was the one who founded Mother's Day, and she at some point became kind of disillusioned because she thought that the spirit of Mother's Day that she had created, which is all about loving your mom, respecting your mom, honoring your mom for all her sacrifices, the holiday had become too commercial. You've got everybody sending out flowers and greeting cards and gifts and all that, and the merchants were all jumping in on this. But at the end of the day, today, I truly believe that the spirit of Mother's Day that she founded still exists because, for instance, on Mother's Day, it is the one day of the year in which more long-distance phone calls are made in America than any other day, and we all know that those long-distance phone calls are from children to their mom thanking her for all of her sacrifices. And also, Mother's Day is the one day of the year after Christmas and Easter is the day of the year when more people go to church than any other day. And I have a feeling that part of the reason they go is to thank God for all of the blessings they have in such wonderful moms.
And, you know, and that's the attitude, you know, I'm hoping that we have and that we can share with one another. Again, you know, hoping, I guess, for the ideal and maybe, you know, in a spirit of forgiveness for those things that may be lacking. But for the most part, we're just so blessed. I mean, the whole institution that God has created for us. And God gave us our mothers and our fathers, and they run the entire spectrum. I understand that. But the whole idea of Anna Jarvis, what she was trying to do and what she promoted, and I can appreciate her heart, is, you know, the better angels, you know, the better part of motherhood. And, you know, and for those mothers that, you know, have given so much for their families, that are the protectors in that. And, you know, we just want to wish all the mothers a very happy Mother's Day. And that, you know, though we talk about, you know, these challenges that are in our culture today, I hope that they don't bring you down. And that wasn't my point to bring it up. It was only just to, you know, call out that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room.
Right.
You know, to say, look, it is a happy Mother's Day.
Yes, absolutely. My mom is no longer with us, but I will always, I cherish every single Mother's Day I think of her. And, of course, my two daughters, absolutely, one of whom will be with us this Mother's Day.
Wow.
And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing. And as you say, you know, they, from a proportional standpoint, the dad gets the socks, the mom gets the $50 dinner that, or lunch that absolutely works out as it should.
And you know what? For us dads, we're okay with that. You know, I'm happy with a hot dog and a pair of socks. I mean, that's okay. It's not a problem. But again, I just, you know, that's what I have to laugh about sometimes. And maybe that's that little bit of the cynic in me that just says, you want equality. No, you don't want equality.
Right.
You have been honored. And as far as I'm concerned, you remain on the pedestal. So if it's okay and it doesn't stress you out and cause you any concern or damage, I hope that's okay if I keep you on the pedestal. Happy Mother's Day. Bruce Coffin is with us. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scout's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scout's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
Everyone knows, even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-748-5713. 800-748-5713.
800-748-5713. Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
May is Mental Health Month, an important time to acknowledge the 1 in 5 U.S. adults living with mental illness. Many people with a mental illness may also suffer from tardive dyskinesia, or TD, an involuntary movement disorder associated with prolonged use of antipsychotics. While TD may affect at least 500,000 people in the U.S., research shows a gap in TD awareness. This year, approximately 20 states have declared May 5th through 11th, 2019, TD Awareness Week. To learn more, visit talkabouttd.com, brought to you by Neurocrine Biosciences.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase. Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly.
Thank you.
Bill Martinez live.
You know, that's the thing about the truth. It's always there. You can ignore it. And, you know, Bruce Kaufman, I tell you, I think this is what this country is starting to deal with on so many levels. You know, after 2.5 years of the Mueller investigation, you know, this Russian collusion, some have referred to it as a delusion, a witch hunt. Well, I'll tell you, there is, I mean, the truth is staring us in the face, and there's still, sadly, too many people that are resisting it, and we've got to reconcile that in much the same way that we did back in the 70s when we realized that there was a lot of corruption within the government, and we have to do something about it. And that's the problem. I call it the grief to happiness ratio, is that when you hold on to a lie for so long, it's just more painful. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when the boil first starts in the initial stages of your lance, it's not too bad. But, you know, if it's been growing for a couple of years, it gets to be pretty sizable. And with it, the scar is a little bit deeper and a little bit more painful along the way, if I might say that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where we are on this whole Mueller thing, is that the Democrats, in my opinion, have decided that the truth is, the truth doesn't matter. And the column that I wrote on Friday, the Thinking Out Loud column, is about the fact that, in my opinion, Attorney General Barr did his job. What the Democrats are saying is, as you know, the House has now censured him. And the reason they are censuring him is because they think that that 4-page summary that he released, summarizing the Mueller report, was untrue.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using as their evidence of that the fact that Mueller wrote a letter complaining about the Barr summary. But what he said in the letter was that the summary did not, quote, this is a quote, did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of the Mueller report. So basically, what they're saying, what the Democrats are saying, that because of Mueller's letter complaining about Barr's summary, I mean Barr's summary, yes, that Barr was lying. But what they do not remember is that, one, Barr and Mueller had a discussion after Mueller's letter came out, in which Mueller assured Barr that everything in his 4-page summary was factually accurate.
Right.
But what he was saying was that the, quote, context, nature, and substance caused the media to misinterpret the report, giving the public a misleading picture of its findings. And as I wrote, how the media interprets or misinterprets information is not something Barr can control.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that was the complaint was with the media.
Right.
And the thing is that when you talk about the media, I mean, if his complaint about it, I mean, the mainstream media was trying to do everything they could to hold some kind of semblance of what they had been telling the American people for 2.5 years, that Donald Trump was guilty.
Right.
And it was clear on the first count, no collusion whatsoever. And on the second count of obstruction, okay, here's 10 things that we looked at. But even, you know, if we considered, you know, the principles that you cannot indict a sitting president, that aside, and that was also made clear in the report itself, that, you know, the team, the Mueller team, the special counsel team, had considered that. And they said, even in light of that, we would not press forward. But they kind of, like a hanging chad, just left it out there and gave the Democrats and those that have been doing everything they can to invalidate this president and 63 million votes. This is basically what it comes down to. They gave them enough to hang on to give them justification and to stay on this course of impeachment.
Yeah. And the problem, of course, is that Mueller, in terms of conspiracy with the Russians, Mueller's report said we have no provable, we can't prove it, and therefore, you know, it's done. On obstruction, Mueller basically punted. He never came to a conclusion one way or the other on obstruction. He left that to the Attorney General Barr. And if you're the Attorney General Barr and you're being told by Mueller, I can't come to any kind of decision on that, then as you're going to say to yourself, Attorney General Barr is going to say, well, that to me means that he found new provable evidence that Trump did obstruct justice. So that's the only summation that Barr can come up with.
Right.
At least that's what it looks like to me. But, you know, but the fact is that this whole thing about the Democrats saying that Barr's summary was not accurate and therefore Barr lied, you know what? Barr actually violating the Justice Department regulatory protocol released the entire 448-page report to the public.
Exactly.
So that the public themselves can decide how close Barr's summary was to what Mueller's report says. The public can now read Mueller's report. Yes, part of it is redacted, which is
what was it, about 2% or something like that?
Bruce, pardon?
Something like less than 2% has been redacted.
Less than 2% on the one that he gave Congress. The one
for the public, it's about 10% or something?
It's about 8%. Yeah.
Something like that, right.
Yeah, and he is required to redact any information in a public report that either threatens national security or information obtained in a grand jury procedure.
Mm-hmm.
By law, you cannot release any information to the public that was obtained in a grand jury procedure. So, yes, he had to redact both of those things. So he did follow the law. He did do what he's required to do. So,
exactly.
You know, so to me, and again, Congress now has a 2% redacted report. To me, Barr did his job. That's what I wrote. He did his job. And now, if the Democrats still want to pursue this, then do your job and initiate impeachment proceedings. But good luck with that.
You see, this is all very divisive, you know, Bruce, what the Democrats are doing. And this has been their playbook. And here they are, you know, with, you know, aspirants going after, you know, the president's, the presidential office, Oval Office in 2020 right now, campaigning the way they are. They're absolutely, you know, destroying their party with this, because instead of coming alongside this president and dealing with real problems, I mean, look at, you've already invested, I mean, of the people's money, we're talking over $60 million that have gone into this investigation, 30, 35 to Mueller, and then add in what the Senate has done, what they've spent, and also Congress. In total, you're looking over $65 million as of last year. This is not even, you know, looking at the current count that's mounting up, what Jerry Nadler and the rest of them are doing. All these attorneys, all this effort to find out about whether or not Donald Trump had colluded, and they are holding on to this like a dog on a bone, that the only reason that Donald Trump got elected, in their mind, they've just deluded themselves and convinced themselves that it was all Vladimir Putin and $150,000 of social media money.
Right.
You got to be kidding me.
You have to be kidding me. And you know what? Nancy Pelosi, to her credit, is really, really hesitant to initiate impeachment proceedings because she was around when Bill Clinton was impeached.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, after Bill Clinton, the failed impeachment, and I'm absolutely convinced that if the Democrats try to impeach Trump, they will fail. After the impeachment of Clinton, who took the public relations bath? The Republicans.
Yes.
They took the Republicans bath because they had wasted taxpayer money, and Congress, whose job is to pass legislation affecting public policy, spent all this time on this impeachment and spent a ton of money doing it. And the American people go, what a waste of time and money, and they blame the Republicans. Well, if the Democrats want to impeach Trump, I have a very sincere feeling that the same thing will happen to them.
It's already starting to happen right now. Whether or not they've actually go through the proceedings, the fact that it's been 2.5 years plus, and we've got infrastructure issues, we've got health care issues. You know, the Democrats are convinced somehow. I'm not buying into this scenario, but they're convinced the reason they won the midterms is because they believe the people wanted them to investigate Trump.
Into that at all. I do not think the American people wanted. I think the American people wanted them to pass bills dealing with infrastructure issues, pass bills dealing with health care issues.
Exactly.
You look at the public's priority of concerns, the Barr investigation, the Mueller report are not up there, not even in the top 10. What are their concerns is jobs, the economy, which is doing just fine, and all the things you just talked about. That's what they want Congress focusing on, not this.
Well, there is a price to be paid here, and it's up to the voters to make sure that they write that check on the back of these congressmen that are destroying our government. They're not helping us. Award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker Bruce Kaufman. Thank you, Bruce.
My pleasure, Bill.
Get Mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 cold cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase. Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's defending them, but China says it will retaliate against an increase in U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods. The U.S. hiked tariffs on $200 billion worth of them, went from 10% to 25% last night. The Trump administration hiking the tariffs after trade talks started breaking down several days ago.
We were getting very close to a deal, then they started to renegotiate the deal. We can't have that.
This morning, Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri says he agrees with Trump's move.
They cannot build their middle class and worse, their military, on the backs of American farmers and American manufacturers and American workers.
He was speaking to NBC News. North Korean state news says Kim Jong-un has ordered his military to be at full combat posture after the U.S. said it seized a large North Korean cargo ship for carrying an illegal shipment of coal. This is USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
No Gaga, no goo-goo here, only the good stuff. Welcome back. 27 minutes before the top of the hour. I've been looking forward to talking with Myron Magnet about his new book, Clarence Thomas and the Lost Constitution. Myron, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very well and happy to hear your voice, Bill.
Well, let me tell you, you are dealing with someone here in your book of Clarence Thomas, someone that I have high regard for, I will tell you up front. And when you understand and appreciate, as you do, the background of Clarence Thomas, I mean, he is he's a success story on many levels. Although
from a
kerosene-lit shanty in a Georgia swamp to the Supreme Court bench. You know, it just shows you it can still be done in America.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is what we love, you know, the land of opportunity. And who would have thunk that one Clarence Thomas back in the 50s, as he was being raised by a grandfather, that he, you know, that this was a pathway to the Supreme Court.
It's amazing, isn't it? And, you know, this is one of the themes of my book, actually. The reason that I wrote a Life and Works book is because I believe, and so does Justice Thomas quite explicitly, that it takes a certain kind of individual and national character to be able to preserve a land of liberty, a self-governing republic, that you have to have people who are self-reliant citizens, who, like the pioneers, understand that they're responsible for their own fate, who don't go around saying that they're victims, looking for safe spaces where they don't have to cringe from the terribly insulting things that people say to them. So not only do we need that kind of character, but we need a culture that nurtures it.
Exactly.
And he's spoken out very, very clearly on this in his speeches.
Now, when you speak of a culture that embraces this antithetical general consensus that has promoted victimhood, you know, you look at his life, his early beginnings, and you go, okay, what was it? What made him different? And uniquely stand out, considering other young black men being raised and, probably in the same zip code.
Well, that's a great question.
But he sees it differently. What was it?
Well, I mean, there's several things that did it. One is that his mother, on her maid's wages, could not keep him and his little brother. So she sent the two little boys to her father and stepmother a few blocks away in Savannah. And this was like a magical Oliver Twist transformation. Mm-hmm. His grandfather was true semi-literate, but he was a self-made, small-time fuel oil merchant who had transformed himself. He'd converted to Catholicism because he wanted a structured religion. He had a sparkling, clean, self-made house in Savannah, and he had a no-excuses child-rearing system with these two boys, in which he constantly peppered them with moral maxims like, where there's a will, there's a way. Mm-hmm. And so he imbued into them a culture of self-reliance, not just by maxims, but he put them to work after their very rigorous parochial school day, delivering fuel oil, and on weekends as well. In the summertime, he took the boys to 60 acres in rural Georgia that the family had owned, which was, by the way, right across the way from where their ancestors had been enslaved. Mm. And they built a house together out of cinder blocks. They tilled the fields. They raised crops and animals, which they harvested and butchered for winter food. So they were self-reliant, kind of like pioneers. And then they'd go back to Savannah and go back to the fuel oil business. So this is how he was brought up. But now, mind you, this is Savannah in the 1950s, highly segregated. In 1960, the KKK marched down the main street in full witches' regalia. So there was Thomas in this segregated Catholic school, but the nuns were teaching him that all men are created equal. So this was a profound lesson to him early in life, along with the self-reliance he had learned from his grandfather. And when he went to high school, in which he was one of only two black kids, and was met with racism, he still had this to hang on to. But when he got to Holy Cross, black radicalism was already getting underway, and he fell into this. And so for a while he was mouthing the sayings of Malcolm X. He was dressing like a Black Panther. He went in his, I think it was at the end of his junior year, he went to a demonstration in support of the Black Panther political prisoners in jail, right, which turned into a riot. People got hurt. Businesses got looted and torched. And the next morning, Thomas was back at Holy Cross praying for God to relieve him of his anger and asking himself, wait a minute, do I really believe that we live in an irretrievably racist culture? Or do I believe what the nuns taught me, that this is a nation dedicated, as the beginning of your show says, to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, a nation in which all men are created equal with respect to rights to these things? And he said, yeah, I believe that. Yeah, I believe that. And so when he then went on to the Yale Law School, when he became a civil rights official in the Reagan administrations, where he had access to all of the data, he took a look and he saw, hang on just a second. You do not, first of all, affirmative action is not doing anybody any good. You can see it by the numbers. Right. You can also see that kids don't need to be bused so that black kids can sit next to white kids, because what does that do to advance their education? It makes no difference whatever in test scores and later success in life. And finally, there's no governmental solution to the problems of black America, that in America, certainly after the 1964 Civil Rights Act, you are free to make yourself into whatever you want to. You just have to do it. And don't whine about being a victim, but step up with your own self-reliance and take advantage of the opportunity that's there. The door's open, push on it.
Right.
And you know, this is a huge theme in his speeches and his writings, and this is true not just for black Americans, it is true for everybody. Everybody faces some kind of adversity, and you can either choose to say, ooh, poor me, you know, I need all this therapy and help and what have you, or you can say, hang on, I'm responsible for my fate, I'm going out and forging.
Exactly. And, you know, this is what we love about the country, is the option is there, but it's not just, you know, it's granted in a sense that the opportunity is there, but as you say, you have to be the one pushing through the door and pushing through some of the resistance, and in some cases, it could be extreme and more than others, but look at the person that Clarence Thomas looked at in terms of the responsibility was himself, because of the way he was raised up, the way, you know, his mother and his grandfather, particularly the way they spoke into his life. And we're going to get into more detail with Myron Magnin on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
May is Mental Health Month, an important time to acknowledge the 1 in 5 U.S. adults living with mental illness. Many people with a mental illness may also suffer from tardive dyskinesia, or TD, an involuntary movement disorder associated with prolonged use of antipsychotics. While TD may affect at least 500,000 people in the U.S., research shows a gap in TD awareness. This year, approximately 20 states have declared May 5th through 11th, 2019, TD Awareness Week. To learn more, visit talkabouttd.com, brought to you by Neurocrine Biosciences.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace back gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're are making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
You know, it really is simple in so many ways. I think sometimes we overcomplicate things. And we're talking with Myron Magnet, his new book, Clarence Thomas and the Lost Constitution. You know, Myron, to hear you talk about, what formed Clarence Thomas's worldview and the principles he held to, not becoming a victim. And whether you're a black American, a Hispanic American, a minority, somebody who is considered to be less than, you know, that is a choice that, you know, that stands before you. You know, what is it that...
We're a nation of immigrants, right?
Yes.
All of us had to make that choice.
And the fact that you have Clarence Thomas, and again, you know, we all, you've made that choice, I've made that choice. You know, I was in college, you know, to hear Clarence Thomas's situation about being influenced by Black Panthers. I mean, there were activists, Hispanic groups and, you know, that when I was in college that, you know, had some influence for a moment there. And all it took was a little bit of a remindrance, by my father, a World War II vet who raised 9 kids. To set me back on the path, and also the memories of some very strict nuns that raised me during my formative years.
Oh, all right. So you had the same experience as Clarence Thomas had, and you know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, I had a similar experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I flirted with the left in college, believe me. Mm-hmm. But what's so interesting is that we have to think our way through this stuff. So, okay, for a while we believe in the slogans of the left and we think it all happens. You know how I turned into a conservative? I live up near Columbia University where I've lived for half a century. Mm-hmm. And I lived through all the 60s brouhaha. And I looked around at my neighbors, you know, entirely minority, when the 60s had passed. And I said to myself, has this done my neighbors one iota of good? And the answer is no. It made their condition worse. It made their condition worse. And this is exactly the experience Clarence Thomas had. He looked around. He was 9 years a civil rights official in the Reagan administration. He said, is this helping or is it hurting?
Right,
and
exactly.
The answer is, it's hurting. And by the way, he was an undergrad at Holy Cross and then at Yale Law when affirmative action was getting underway. He graduated from Yale Law where he did well, and he says, I couldn't get a job because now he was tarred with the imputation of inferiority. Everybody thought, oh, well, this is just an affirmative action hire. He said, so not only is affirmative action putting kids in out-of-their-league institutions where they're going to fail and get resentful, where they would have succeeded had they just been left to go to college where near home.
Exactly.
But all the kids who succeed are going to be looked at like, what are you doing here? You can't be a real judge. You know,
right.
You're a fake, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's terrible. All the consequences are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible consequence. You know, one of the things I keep thinking about the bitterness of the Clarence Thomas hearings, and we were all reminded of it during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings,
right,
which were like a farcical replay of the Thomas hearings. And what is that all about? It was that the left is trying to hold on for dear life to this magical rights-creating institution they have in the Supreme Court. And I came to realize, thinking about Clarence Thomas, that one of the reasons we have such bitterness in America now is that, we really have kind of a crisis of legitimacy right now with Jerry Nadler up there saying that Bill Barr is a criminal, you know.
Right.
So we have two constitutions now. Guys like you and me believe in the Framers' Constitution of 1787, mm-hmm, and the Bill of Rights in the few years after that, and that's what Clarence Thomas is upholding. But the other half of America believes in the living Constitution, which, as Woodrow Wilson said, would evolve in Darwinian fashion by judicial decrees, and which FDR went further and set up all these administrative agencies that make laws like a legislature, carry them out like an executive, and adjudicate and punish infractions of them like a legislature. All of this with no basis in the Constitution, mm-hmm, as FDR himself said,
right,
and without a scintilla of separation of powers or checks and balances to check the power. So what's the end result of this living Constitution that, you know, the Alliance for Justice fights so strongly to hold on to and gets people to get up and lie, actually, about the nominees? What is the end result of it? You have a guy in Montana just now who digs a couple of ponds up on his mountain acres where this tiny rivulet flows through, and the EPA comes down on him and fines him $130,000 and sentences him to 18 months in federal prison for polluting a navigable waterway. The closest thing that even resembles one is 40 or 50 miles from the guy's acres.
Right.
Now, this is tyranny.
Yes, exactly.
It's just star chamber stuff, mm-hmm, which our Constitution is designed to protect us against, and which Clarence Thomas has devoted his life to making sure that Constitution is the Constitution we live under.
Exactly. Well, that is the tension that has been going on for decades, and what this all leads to is where we're, you know, being very threatened by right now as we continue to abandon these core intentions that our framers had imagined for our great country. life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As Clarence Thomas and as you, you know, have talked about in terms of values that drive your life, for me it was always the add to, take away portion. Does it add to or take away? And that's what Clarence Thomas had to come to realize, is that, you know, certain things that he was following, did it add to the proposition of a freer America, a freer person? And that's what I have looked at, and I've determined that in other values and moral guide points in my life. But when it comes to the pursuit of what our founding fathers had intended for our country, that's what I look at, and that's why I challenge our listeners to say, look, you've got to return to that era of critical thinking, and you've got to ask critical questions. You cannot,
for sure,
you cannot for base sure. your life on these 8-second sound bites that the media is putting out there.
Yeah,
that is very dangerous.
Thomas has devoted his life to. He says, I haven't got a job. I've got a calling.
Yes.
He's got a calling. Wow. He's like a priest, right? And he's right about that. And, you know, there's been all this talk about how, well, he's turned 70, so maybe he'll retire. No way. No way. He says, this is what I was called to do, to restore the framers' constitution, which, by the way, what could be more up-to-date than a form of government that says this is democratic self-government. You have liberty. Nobody is going to force you by RAC or Inquisition or EPA to
right.
do what is against your natural right and your natural liberty.
Well, the liberals and progressives have gained a lot of ground over the decades, and they're not going to give it up easy. That's clear.
Well,
look what's happened right now, as you mentioned, Jerry Nadler and others.
I think that progressive is the wrong word for them. That's the word they use to congratulate themselves. They're actually reactionaries, and they want to return to, the antitrust laws of the turn of the 20th century, to the New Deal, or there's nothing progressive about it. What is, we have not found a more modern political idea than the idea of self-government.
Mm-hmm.
And if these guys want to say, hang on, we got all these laws that, you know, that can haul you off to prison by some fake administrative judge, that's not progress, that's regress.
Exactly. Well, you know, they want to move to socialism. And maybe, as if Venezuela is not a clear indication of what that has in the offing, there's an interesting HBO series out right now on Chernobyl. Maybe they had to watch this. And it is eye-opening to realize is what happens, as it did in the USSR, and that's why it destructed on itself. Was because it was all to protect the government and these elites, because you had to be stupid. You had to check in your own common sense in order to go along, to get along, to be, part of the system. And
well, that's a really good point. And look, you know, these supposedly expert administrative agencies, so now it takes 3 years to go through all the environmental reviews simply to fix a bridge near where I live.
Yeah.
And, you know, also near where I live, the Empire State Building rose in 11 months in 1929. 11 months is what is all it took to build that. So at Can Do America, which turned out hundreds of thousands of tanks in World War II.
Exactly.
Right? I mean,
right.
What happened to it? Well, right. The administrators took it over.
Well, here we are. Clarence Thomas in The Lost Constitution. Myron, what's the big takeaway for your readers?
The big takeaway is let's stick to the Constitution of Liberty. The living Constitution of Fairness is fake and leads to serfdom.
Myron Magnet, the editor of the City Journal from 94 through 06, and now the magazine's editor-at-large and a former member of the Board of Editors of Fortune. Myron, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to having you back. I want to continue this conversation with you.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. You have a blessed day. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
All righty. Bye.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Most of you know that